This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Vikings at Buccaneers, Week 14. The Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Spend some time with Brandon Legal Group this week, as we tend to do near the end of every calendar year, talking about what's going on in our respective lives, how things are going, and other things that we can do in the new year. Brandon Legal Group are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They have the final 1 p.m. tee time in the sold-out Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular as I record this on Friday night. Tomorrow, Saturday, at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club, in addition to their support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, they are also similarly supportive of my family of podcasts. It was their idea a few years ago to do a fantasy exclusive weekly podcast about the Bucks and their opponent. And we certainly think that year four of the Bucks Bulletin will be in 2021. I thank Brandon Legal Group, and I remind you that if you are ever in need of legal assistance and you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. That's BrandonLegalGroup.com. All right, so I think the Week 13 late bye week we did on all the key Buccaneers players. I mean, everything still holds. Obviously, the Vikings matchup looks like a very good one for the Buccaneer passing game. But let's just go position by position and give you some thoughts. But if you were with us for the bye week podcast talking about Buccaneer players, and I've looked at Patrick Daugherty's rankings, I've looked at DraftKings rankings, I really don't see any reason to go away from just the players themselves, even based on other injuries around the NFL or other players coming back, elevating or potentially downgrading the Buccaneers on rankings boards by positions. At the quarterback position, Tom Brady is a back-end QB1. You could probably say, well, with the Vikings matchup and off the bye, that this is a strong place to play Tom Brady, and I would agree. It may not be as strong as many as 10 other fantasy quarterbacks, but, for example, if you have Tom Brady and your opponent had Cam Newton, you have the opportunity to gain, 15, maybe 18 points on your opponent just at the quarterback position after Cam Newton's dud in the Thursday night game from a fantasy perspective. We'll say Tom Brady at this point is really a back-end QB1. If it was a really bad matchup, really bad, against a strong defense, then we probably wouldn't consider Tom Brady starter material for the first week of the fantasy playoffs, where I would say, who's your backup and can you make a case for him? But in this case, we'll say Brady plays. Kirk Cousins, probably not much of a fantasy starter, not much all year, but even Patrick Daugherty has him ranked just two or three spots below Tom Brady for week 14. Although it's the other skill position players who have really been doing the job for their fantasy owners to get them into the playoffs and potentially, with whatever they do over these next few weeks, help them win a fantasy championship. Which brings us to the running backs. Dalvin Cook is one of those. I'm sure someone who's listening to this right now is thinking, oh, it's the Bucks, it's the Todd Bowles defense, maybe I should bench Dalvin Cook. Absolutely not. The volume is tremendously high on Cook. You're not sitting a guy like this. He's had an extremely productive season. Only An injury here or there have cost him, and it's been on a very small scale, nothing like a McCaffrey for McCaffrey owners. Cook's touch count is over 20 per game. That's not changing in this game. He's definitely in your lineup as your RB1 in week one of the playoffs. We talked about Ronald Jones during the bye week. Ronald Jones is probably an RB1/2 in a game like this, but he's one of those guys, and we talked about this last week, if you just play him every week, you're going to get some really big weeks out of him, you're going to get some regrettable weeks out of him, and you're going to get some okay weeks out of him. But based on the landscape and the lack of productive running backs over the course of the season, Jones is better than average for an RB2 at the least. So we can conservatively say he's an RB2 option for you this week in the playoffs, and he helped get you here with some pretty big games along the way. Hopefully you had him in your lineup those games. Fournette is a no-go. Not someone you want to start. You got nothing to go on other than Fournette maybe being used in the red zone, but that's way too touchdown dependent. And the Bucs obviously could go with Ronald Jones there. Okay, they could go with Gronk there. They could go with Mike Evans there. A Tom Brady sneak there. You just can't count on that once you get to the playoffs based on Fournette's usage and his lack of consistent touch counts. Wide receiver. This is pretty simple. I'll lay it out and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen are wide receiver ones. Thielen has done more getting into the end zone. Jefferson has just been explosive with big plays. So it's been Jefferson getting the Vikings down into the red zone and Dalvin Cook. And then once the Vikings get down there, it's Adam Thielen time. Jefferson has been good with Adam Thielen on the field and without Adam Thielen on the field. Very productive rookie wide receiver. For those of you that own him, whether you drafted him or picked him up on waivers very early, he's helped you get into the playoffs. And both he and Thielen, strong wide receiver one plays in week 14, even against the Todd Bowles defense that the last couple weeks before the bye didn't look particularly good at various times over 60 minutes. And really, over the last month before the bye week, where the Bucs lost 3 out of 4. You have no reason to think twice about playing Jefferson or Thielen this week. From the Bucs standpoint, I thought it was interesting. Patrick Doherty had Chris Godwin ranked higher than Mike Evans because Mike Evans and Tom Brady have a good thing going down on the goal line. But Godwin, less touchdown dependent. It's been better recently, the connection between Godwin and Brady. The Vikings have not put up much resistance in terms of pass defense this year. So Godwin seems like a safe wide receiver to play. Mike Evans, also a wide receiver to play, although you're really, really hoping Mike Evans gets you that touchdown, that if the Bucs do get the ball down anywhere between the 1 and the 4 yard line, that Ronald Jones isn't getting it, that Gronk isn't getting it. It's Mike Evans on a jump ball or a fade type from Tom Brady to get you those 6 points to buoy Mike Evans to double digits in the game. So, and Antonio Brown, and I went back and forth with Dennis Phillips, chief meteorologist for ABC Action News in Tampa Bay. He originally was going to play Antonio Brown this week. He's had him for since Brown came back. He's never played him. He was going to play him this week. Then he ended up with T.Y. Hilton on waivers, and he made a switch. Also, I believe he's playing Breshad Perriman, ironically enough, and Brown is back on the bench despite the Viking matchup. There's still this thought that Brown's going to have a huge game at some point, but when? I mean, you can't keep putting him out there if the numbers aren't good enough. You know, he's like a lottery ticket. I think he's more of a desperation play. You know, if you have Julio Jones and not a lot of depth, and Jones has been ruled out this week for the Falcons, and you have Antonio Brown and someone similar, then yeah, you know, you're considering Antonio Brown. But at this point, he's at best a flex play, and not necessarily a strong flex play even in this matchup. For those of you that are still in the outdated mandatory tight end leagues, we've talked about Rob Gronkowski. It's a very similar conversation to Mike Evans. But he's going to get his looks, and there aren't a lot of tight ends out there that are worthwhile. So if you own Gronk, then you are playing him in a mandatory tight end league, but you're not likely playing him as a wide receiver tight end flex. I say that even though I'm in our podcast league playoffs, and I have to make a decision on whether or not to play Gronkowski or Amari Cooper this week. Cooper has, with Andy Dalton, has been okay, sort of back-end wide receiver two material, but that's a decision I have to make, and I'm uncertain as to what I'm going to do. I feel a little bit better about Brady throwing it around the yard than I do about anything involving the Dallas Cowboys at this point. So that puts Gronk at least into that conversation, although, like I said, Cooper hasn't been bad, and he has gotten garbage time points for yardage and touchdowns, where with Gronkowski, it's more predictable that it's going to be, I don't know, three to six touches, but you still have that chance of getting that touchdown that's going to knock his points up, and especially in mandatory tight end leagues, that's really all you need to be a worthwhile tight end for a particular week. So there are my thoughts on Vikings and Bucks players this week as most of you hit week one of the fantasy playoffs. Some of you perhaps didn't make the fantasy playoffs, and maybe you have the week off before you start playing in the loser's bracket to avoid last place next week. Of course, we will be with you week 15 and week 16, and then we are done with the Bucks Bulletin, so two episodes to go. The Bucks Bulletin, again, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. They are longtime supporters of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I very much appreciate them. And if you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them for a free consult at 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Good luck this week in the fantasy playoffs. Hope you're in it. Hope you win it.